Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Where did she go, the woman who made you cry? Where did she go, young Antonio? You gotta hang on to those women who make you cry. You do.
Be nice.
You have to hang on. All right, so quick update on Dr. Becky's instructions.
This is not an act of aggression. This is actually an act of maintaining boundaries. That wasn't your feeling in the first place. You acted in alignment with your values.
When you have to set limits to keep somebody at bay, like you want your day to yourself and your family, and you've planned it, and somebody calls and wants to come over, this scenario is grandparents wanting to see the grandkids. No warning. They're suddenly 6 minutes away. Oh, we just want to come by. She's saying they don't have any claim on your time.
That wasn't your feeling in the first place. You acted in alignment with your values.
That is, you set limits. You told them what you decided you were going to do for your family.
That's not your guilt. Guilt is when we act out of alignment with your values. When you think, oh, I ended up yelling at someone at the grocery store and I feel really guilty because I don't like to do that and I'm going to go apologize. Okay.
I like that idea. You don't feel guilty for just doing what's right, what you believe, what you planned to do because that was best for you. Don't feel guilty for that. Feel guilty for when you do something that does not align with your values. But when somebody else is trying to pressure you, just reject the pressure. It's very interesting. I love good framing. Speaking of framing,
it's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
860-522-9842. Mike's in Plainville. What's up, Mike?
We already got a president that's got cognitive problems, and now we have a vice president that stands there and giggles and talks about the pretty little yellow school buses, the largest fleet in the country. Are you kidding me? I'm insulted to listen to it.
You don't think they're a good tag team? They're both kind of on the same wavelength, don't you think?
She sounds like she's smoking the devil's lettuce from California. She was the a U.S. senator from California, am I correct?
Briefly,
yes.
Attorney
general for that state. Now she's the vice president.
Yes, that's right.
She's talking about pretty little yellow school buses.
Well, you know, she talks about what she's supposed to talk about to keep the masses happy. She's supposed to relate
happy?
To women.
Is that what it is?
I think so. So she talks about school buses and giggles.
Huh. We're in serious trouble.
It is a little depressing, our politics, Mike, at times. Thank you, sir, for the call, as always. The rant line number 751-4698. Don't forget you can call at any time.
Can I say something really quick?
You just did?
regarding the mass shootings.
Can I say two things? Yes, what would you like to say about mass shootings?
I know I complain about this a lot, and I don't really have any solutions, but that's why I get so frustrated. Because if these politicians actually cared, and if they did, you know, the work that they claim to be doing and trying to improve the country, they would realize how horrific this is and how it really something needs to change. And if they cared, both parties, if they cared, they would start a bipartisan group to try to combat horrific, violent mass shootings. You know, look at what they did with January 6th. I know that wasn't necessarily bipartisan, but some Republicans stepped in. They're so worried about that. So worried about playing to that base, the anti-Trump base. But God forbid they upset people, you know, either pandering to the gun crowd or pandering to the anti-gun crowd. They'd rather do that. They'd rather do that than make a group and look for ways to change what's going on. It's disgusting. Like, right there, I don't have any answers, but there are so many things they could do to at least start having conversations, bipartisan conversations, on how to fix this.
I think the problem is, what we've talked about already today, not necessarily with regard to this issue, but with regard to government, is that they don't have any ability to... It doesn't have functionality anymore. Government used to have efficacy. Government used to be capable of solving problems and doing things. And now they're just a vote-rigging operation. But listen to this. We were talking about it before, but here's the story on the Buffalo shooter. Robert Donald, 75, is the owner of Vintage Firearms in Endicott, New York. He told government radio that the firearm that Peyton Gendron used was purchased this year. And he confirmed that he had run a background check on Gendron, the 18-year-old suspect, but that the report showed nothing. That is, no mention of his run-in with the law. The purchase took place months after New York State Police briefly took Gendron into custody after he made a threat about a shooting, as authorities have described. Last June, state police investigated Gendron and ordered a psychiatric evaluation. That was less than a year ago. After a day and a half in the hospital, he was released. Afterwards, he did not remain on law enforcement's radar. The timing of the gun purchase, along with Donald's report of a clean background check, raised questions about why a police-ordered mental health evaluation would not have appeared on the report. So we have these systems in place that require the government to do certain things and respond certain ways. That is, existing laws that require of government that it make sure that when it comes to something like background checks, that they do their work. And we've heard this before, this kind of failure, where somebody is supposed to be on the list. Then when you check, you don't give them a gun because they've had an incident that makes them ineligible.
But that's kind of my point, you know? When it's convenient for these people to create something like the January 6th coalition that's doing everything they can to look into Trump and the most evil man that's ever been in politics, but they can't admit, the Democrats can't admit, and the Republicans, for that matter, in New York State can't admit that their system, their laws... I mean, their entire government is flawed, and it doesn't work. And you could have the strictest gun laws in the country, and it doesn't matter, because nothing is enforced.
Why would they admit that?
But disgusting that they won't.
They run a fake operation. We don't actually have a government anymore. We have a huge machinery that poses as government. But for it to be government, it would actually do what it's supposed to do and leave everything else alone. And it would do what it's supposed to do. It would do that well, and it would not embrace things that are outside of its mission. But it has found this electoral formula where it just tells stories and spends money. And it keeps telling stories to get more money so it can use that money to buy votes. And that's what it can do. It doesn't know how to solve problems, and it certainly doesn't know how to repair a society that it's been dismantling the functionality of for decades. These people are the destroyers. Government is the cause of the malaise. You can't turn to government looking for solutions from government for problems that government caused. That's what's so funny about Democrats running around calling the communities that they represent underserved communities. They admit it, but people don't put the two things together. It's quite, quite remarkable. Anyway, there's been a shooting, another school shooting, this one in San Antonio, Texas. And we're going to get you another update from CBS News and talk more about it and talk about other things as well. And then Tom Scott's here during the last 20 minutes or so of the show, which is always big fun. So right now, listen up. We're going to CBS News.
CBS News special report. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says 18-year-old Salvador Ramos opened fire, killing children and a teacher at a Uvalde elementary school.
He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher. Mr. Ramos, the shooter, he himself is deceased. And is believed that responding officers killed him.
Police say the suspected shooter acted alone. Derek Gonzalez works nearby.
When we heard all this, well, all the neighborhoods started coming out, running to the school, because we know everybody has family there.
One hospital says a 66-year-old woman and a 10-year-old girl are both in critical condition. One Customs and Border Protection agent was also shot in the head, but is in stable condition at a local hospital. CBS News Special Report, I'm Steve Dorsey.
WTIC, that's CBS News with an update on a shooting in San Antonio. Not to belabor it or get all bummed out about it or anything, but it's important for us to at least maintain some connection to what's going on in the country and be able to hook that up to our political conversations, because really the two don't intersect. If you look at what the Murphys and the Blumenthals go on about after a shooting, they don't offer any solutions. They just go back to guns, because guns are the safe zone for politicians to stand in.
They bloviate over dead kids. That's what they do.
All right, calm down now.
I can't stand this, really.
860-522-9842. Neil calling from Bristol. Hi, Neil.
Hey, Todd. I can't calm down. I was just having a conversation with Anthony. And I haven't really ever voiced this in a public forum at all. It's not the gun. It's the shooter. You have to take care of the person. It's a mental illness thing. Let's take care of these people. Red flag. I mean, let's do something. But it's not the gun. The gun is a very emotional, very visual thing. People say gun, they yell shark. They say it's emotional. You can see it. You see mental illness, which is a problem, and everybody's like, I don't know. They don't know. They don't want to talk about it. And to get people from both sides of the aisle to sit down and talk about, really solidly talk, it's not going to happen, because these people don't really care about what happened in Newtown, what happened in San Antonio. They don't care, because it'll cost them votes if they voice their honest opinion. Most of these people are parents just like me. And to have a tragic thing happen like that is just unbelievable. But they don't have to sit down and have an honest conversation. Let's do something. And it's like Anthony says, it's absolutely disgusting. And I'm a staunch Republican, but I hate it. It's not the gun. It's the person. Let's take care of the people before more kids get killed.
Well, but also we have to blame government, because government is the mechanism of public policy that we have in a position to be able to make public policy. And most of the problems that I think lead to this have to do with public policy, have to do with government. So government is a cause in my eyes, and we can't turn to the cause and say, a cause of all our problems, can you help us solve our problems? And that's the dilemma. So they divert our attention off to the objects rather than to the structural issues.
Yes, absolutely right. It's all visual. If you can see it and hold it and smell it and feel it, then yes, oh my God, the emotions run wild. But when it's the problem, in my opinion, the problem is truly mental health, and let's take care of these people who might be the shooter. That's where the problem is. And it's just not going to happen right
and
now.
And we don't take care of them because we can't take care of them. We don't have structures in place to care for people. We expect the government to take care of medical care now. We expect them to do mental health care, and they have no ability to do this. And the public policy they have claimed for themselves doesn't get put into policy.
That's a good point. But I don't need Senator Murphy running around gun, 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 gun.
Exactly. He needs to say that because there's nothing else he can say. Because
he's not bright enough.
Well, but they also haven't built anything to help us. Thank you, Neil, for the call. Good to hear from you. Mike in Wallingford.
Hey there,
Mike.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to just talk briefly about my our youngest child's graduation from Southern last Friday. There were some things that happened there that I just get more and more disgusted with this political madness and the Democrats and stuff. I'm going to start off with who was one of the keynote speakers, your favorite guy, Dick Blumenthal.
Oh, he must have been wonderful.
He had the audacity, okay, after lying to the face of all the veterans in this country about his military service, he had the audacity to get up and ask everyone who was a veteran to stand up so we could applaud them and appreciate their service. I mean, is this guy looking for votes or what? In the middle of a graduation, okay? The next thing is they played the Ukrainian national anthem. Now, you know, people are supporting Ukraine. Other people would rather not. That's a personal thing. I don't believe it belongs in a graduation ceremony.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange place to inject it.
Yeah, but what really got to me was they never played our national anthem.
That's pretty special.
I just can't get over it. And then I don't know if you remember that movie, the three Hocus Pocus with the three witches that were sisters.
Oh, I don't know. What about it?
They had one of the sisters, well, of course, all three of them are actors out of Hollywood. So they had one of the sisters there to do this, to give a speech, okay? And she comes right out of the gate talking about herself and the LGBT.
Yeah, sorry, we lost you there, Mike, but thank you for giving that a try. It sounds like it was a good story to miss, though. Oh, man, that's what they did for graduation, huh? 860-522-9842. Call in a rant, 860-751-4698.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Yeah, WTIC. Tom Scott will be here in a few minutes. Linda from Avon here now. Hey, Linda.
Hi there. I know you always advocate for getting the government out of our business. Mm-hmm. And in this case of this another horrific shooting, which just goes to my gut, one thing, just one, not can't solve everything, is stop the HIPAA regulation. The Privacy Act, what that has done, I think, to people with mental illness has hurt families and hurt the individual who's in trouble. And, you know, you talked about the person who, you know, you talked, there was a news about the other shooter who had, in the last month, there was radar going off about him. And if we start talking, trusting one another with that information, we may be able to get in front of these people.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The Virginia Tech shooting was a glaring example of that. I know it's been several years now, but that was a kid who the mental health people were trying to get. They wanted to communicate to the kid's parents, and they weren't allowed to. The school wouldn't let them because it was a violation of the law.
Happening more often than we know. This is a big news item, but it happens all the time.
I think also this points to schools. Can you imagine if we didn't have these big schools, but we had small schools that weren't part of a big government system with controlled by unions, but were actually small organizations devoted to the well-being and the thriving of young people? Do you think we'd have the same thing?
Yes, I think, because we do care about our children. We really do. I know we do.
Well, of course we do. The trouble is when you have a system in place, we all push against the levers that we think are going to make a good world for our kids and our families. But if the machinery is ill-conceived and poorly designed and built with intentions other than the ones that are being sold to us, then you run into problems. And everyone's frustrated, can't figure out why things don't work. But obviously, it's really bad for us to have the school systems that we have instead of ones that would meet the needs of kids.
Right. So if I'm going to write a letter, I think I'm going to write it about HIPAA. Because I've done it before. Nobody listens. But.
Well, keep it up. No, I think people know HIPAA is a problem. And you know, families who've had the experience in particular are ones that it'll really resonate for. And you just don't. You have to keep planting seeds. That's all we can do, Linda. Thank you so much for the call. No, that HIPAA law is an awful thing in these situations. Because you need to be able to communicate freely about. And it might just need a little redesign to create a loophole for when somebody's suffering a crisis, instead of saying you're not allowed to help them, how about saying you have to help them?
We also had a caller mention that back in the day you used to have to be approved by your town police chief and you had to have three references if you wanted a gun, and that went away.
That can be problematic on the other side, too, though.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It is Tom Scott time. Tom Scott, former state senator and advisor to political people looking for offices to win and ways to win them. Hello there, Thomas.
How you doing today, Todd?
I'm rocking and rolling and excited to be healthy. I was sick yesterday. It's amazing how just one day of being sick inspires you with the joy for health.
And a lot of mystery about that. I heard you talking about it during the first hour, and some of the conspiracy theorists came out, and you had to justify your absence.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's COVID. If you have a little sniffle, they think it's COVID.
Yeah. Well, they do, and that's just the way it is. You're a public figure. You're prominent. You're one of the biggest voices in the state of Connecticut, and people worry about you.
Well,
that's one way to look at it.
That's one way to look at it, yeah.
You've got fans out there.
A self-aggrandizing way. I always like those. So what's going on politically? We're progressing. We've gotten through the conventions. We're into the summer almost. Where are we at?
Well, you know, since you asked, I mean, we do have a primary in Connecticut on the Republican side for U.S. Senator. That's a pretty prominent, high-profile primary. I know the Democrats are going to have some primaries, too, it looks like, I believe, for Secretary of State, and who knows what else will be considered. You know, this is also a deal time in the Democratic Party. Some
what do
people,
you mean?
Well, some people suddenly disappear from a threatened candidacy for some unexplained reason. Usually it's because I want to spend more time with my family, but typically it's because they were offered some trinket from the Democratic machine, like a commissionership or a judgeship or a deputy commissionership or some, you know, barely no-show job. And that's often why people disappear to end primaries on the Democratic side, because it is a rotten, corrupt machine, and that's how they roll, right? But on the Republican side, Republican primary voters actually have an opportunity, which is unique in some ways, to define the role of rank-and-file Republicans in this state. For U.S. Senator, we've got an unabashed conservative running against Dick Blumenthal by the name of Leora Levy. We've got, for lack of a better term, and I don't necessarily like this term, but I think it's descriptive, an establishment Republican in Themis Claridis, the former leader of the House of Representatives, who sold out the base of the Republican Party on early voting for a constitutional amendment, who proudly and enthusiastically appeared at rallies with Planned Parenthood. And I can go on and on. I mean, this is really a dividing line in the Republican Party. And it will be interesting to see if rank-and-file Republicans step up and vote for the establishment liberal candidate in Themis Claridis or Leora Levy, who the establishment is going out of their way to demonize.
Why are you just mentioning those two and not Peter LaMage?
Well, because Peter LaMage is largely irrelevant. I know Peter well. I like him. He's been running for every office imaginable, you know, for many years in this state. I don't know what motivates him, but he's not going anywhere. And, you know, he's trying to raise money. He'll raise some money. He'll make a little noise. But he's not credible. He's not serious. It doesn't mean he's not going to get 4 or 5 or 6% of the vote in the primary, or possibly more. And in a very close race for U.S. Senator, that could be decisive, depending on from where those votes are derived. But, you know, people are, look, I've known Peter a long time. I'll just leave it at that. He's largely irrelevant in this primary.
So let's talk about Themis Claridis. If she's been working hard through the years to fill this lane, I think, and that is the fraudulent Republican who will sit around the center and be the same as a Democrat, which in a general election, I think her calculation is that's the best place to be. Is she wrong about that?
Well, in a vacuum, no. I mean, if you look at the Republican state convention, she was promised that she would get over 85% of the convention vote, which would have prevented anybody else from getting 15%, which is the trigger number to qualify for a primary in Connecticut. Well, she got 50-something, 56, 57, whatever it was, which goes to show that the establishment doesn't even have as much juice in a convention setting, which is where
which
most
is there that that's like that's like a barbecue in their own backyard, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But in the end, when people started seeing videos of Themis Claridis applauding Planned Parenthood at Planned Parenthood rallies, now look, this is not about abortion per se, Todd. One can be pro-choice in a Republican setting and still have a real problem with Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood is a coalition member in good standing of the hard left wing of the Democratic Party. And their number one purpose in life politically, Planned Parenthood, that is to defeat Republicans. Mm-hmm. So why would the Republican leader of the House stand shoulder to shoulder with Planned Parenthood? Look, you can be a Republican and be pro-choice, and if you're pro-life, you can even respect that position. But giving aid and comfort to the political enemy, standing at a rally and applauding Planned Parenthood with their sadistic background with Margaret Sanger, who is who sent observers to the Nazi eugenics trials, who put abortion clinics in black neighborhoods because she wanted to eradicate the black race. I mean, the origins of Planned Parenthood are downright sadistic and evil. But fast forward to 2022, their political purpose is to defeat Republicans.
Yes,
so why
but
would
if
the Republican
you're
leader stand with them.
But if you're Themis Claridis, first of all, politicians tend not to be philosophical or chasing ideals. They're chasing the ideal of them having more power and holding an office. And Themis is the most craven of that type. So what's wrong with her looking at the race and saying there is a big lane, perhaps the only one for a Republican to win a U.S. Senate seat, and that would be to be as near Democrat as possible so that there be nothing, no premise upon which to resist you, and maybe even a temptation to say, hey, it'd be nice to elect a Republican, wouldn't it, who believed in the right things and would vote the right way, but it would give us a little more balance.
Well, here's the problem with that. And again, this is the thinking of primarily the sleazy consultant class in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Number one, these guys don't want to break a sweat, and they don't want to give a lot of thought to how one actually wins something like this. But the actual stupidity of thinking that you can appeal to pro-choice Democrats and pro-choice unaffiliated voters by appearing at a rally cheering on Planned Parenthood, a rally run by Planned Parenthood. That's over the top, and it's just stupid in terms of the math of this. One can be pro-choice in the Republican Party and appeal to an awful lot of people, but you're actually driving people away from you when you appear with the people that are have as their mission to defeat Republicans.
So she stepped too far by doing that. That's what you're saying.
Way too far, and it's the convoluted, naive thinking of people around her, okay, who say, hey, this is a good idea. But all it does is tick off people like me, who are the majority in the Republican Party, who say, I'm not even going to hold my nose for somebody like this. I'm tired of holding my nose. Far too often in Connecticut, I'm ordered to hold my nose and vote for people who are contrary to many of the things that I hold dear. And that's the problem. What you need to do is the opposite. You need to stand on principle and take on Blumenthal where it matters. Inflation, gas prices.
Okay, so that brings us around to Leora Levy. How is she positioned on this?
Well, she's principled, number one. And by the way, I'm not flacking for anybody. I know both of these candidates, and I don't dislike either one of them. But Leora Levy is the principled conservative in this race, so you can tell, you know, how I'm going to vote in that August.
Yes, primary. But take it away from the personal philosophy thing and just to the raw politics, because you're a political mind as well as a passionate conservative. So what's your analytical, how do I win this race thing say to you about Leora Levy and her chances in her lane?
By to what you were speaking about earlier, but the opposite of that, which is to not be a typical Connecticut Republican, which is to think outside of the box and do what Governor Youngkin did in Virginia, a state that Biden lost won by 11 points a year ago. And it's to go right at issues that are common sense to a lot of Democrats in this state. One might call them soft Democrats, people who are not, you know, just lapdog Democrats who will vote for the Democrat no matter who it is. When you speak to some of these common sense issues, like biological males,
yes,
taking away scholarships,
I
from
knew you
girls,
were going to say that,
and women in sports, critical race theory. I mean, some of the cultural issues really do matter to a lot of Democrats. Even though they might be perceived as conservative issues, a lot of Democrats view them as common sense issues. And we need to go right at these things and not be cookie cutter about it. Blumenthal is vulnerable on every single issue I'm referring to, whether it's the big issues on the economy, inflation, gas prices, and so forth, the invasion at our southern border, his silence on lifting Title 42, which is the health title that helped keep some people from breaking into our country, mm-hmm, critical race theory. I mean, I can go right through the list. And these are issues that a Republican who is well-funded and who is clear in her thinking and ability to express a message need to go right after and not run away from these issues. Every idiot consultant advising people like Themis Claridis will say the opposite. Oh, you got to hide this stuff under a bushel. Really? Then where do you go to get the votes? How do you get Democrat votes?
Is there a way for Leora Levy to frame the race if she were to get the nomination against Blumenthal so that he is revealed simply by the way she frames the conversation to be the fraud that he is?
Yes, absolutely. And it has to be demonstrated in simple, understandable terms that Blumenthal is part of the problem in this country and that we can't change what's happening in Washington unless we change the people we send to Washington. Blumenthal is part of the problem. And there are many ways to say that. And the underpinning of that would be specific issues, including some of the things I just mentioned. But if this is going to be a change race, and if there's ever a climate in which you can appeal to Democrats on the issue of change, this is the year. Do you like what's happening in America today? Do you think we're on the right track? Well, if the answer is no, why in the world would you vote for Dick Blumenthal? Because he is part of the problem, a big part of the problem.
And so that's how you attack the Biden weaknesses, the inflation and...
Absolutely. Go right at it. Tie Blumenthal to everything that's wrong in America, because he's been around long enough that there's at least a nugget to every issue we just talked about, and in many cases more than just a nugget. For example, the border. I would tie everything to this guy.
Uh-huh.
Blumenthal is the problem. And if you want America to keep going down the path it's going on, then by all means vote for Dick Blumenthal. But if you want to change, vote against Dick Blumenthal. It's not personal. The guy's an idiot, but putting that aside, the guy's an empty suit, putting that aside, he's a do-nothing senator, except that he votes the wrong way, and that affects all of us in America.
Yeah.
So put the personality aside, notwithstanding, you know, my personal attacks on this moron, but put the personal stuff aside and vote your own interest, vote your family's interest, vote your future, vote America's future, and vote against Blumenthal. It's really that simple.
Well, that was good. You nailed it right to the second. So thank you for that, Tom Scott. It was a lively and good conversation, I think, on the Senate race.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.